Okay, the Gemara says in your Testament Aleph. Let's take a look at it. Okay, it's a tremendous skittish here in this Mahalach that we have. Yeah, you ready? Amar Avinu Marav. Okay? Amar Avinu Mashmul. Hakori Megillah Aksuv Ben Aksuv Lo Yatsa. If you read a Megillah Aksuv Ben Aksuv, you're not Yatsa. Rashi says, Aksuv Ben Aksuv, Mesfarim Shei B'mei HaChacham Kulim Megillion Kesefer Torah Shalanu. All this form of Nach were written on a cloth. Yes? So what happens if you attach the Megillah with the other Nach? With the rest of the Nach, with the rest of Ksuvim, Lo Yatsa, Dibina Nigeris Latsa, for some Nisit Fe, Chikorah Ben Aksuv, Nir Chikorah Ben Mikra. What does Rashi say? What's the Chisaron? Get this down. What is the Chisaron of reading the Megillah Ksuvim Ben Aksuvim? So lack of what? I can't, no, that's not what Rashi says. What does Rashi say, Sam? Well, let's focus. What does Rashi say? It's a lack of presuming Nisa. Because people think you're just learning if it's connected with the other Svarim, right? So Rashi learns it's a Prabhu Chisaron of Suminisa. Okay? Amar Rava lo amarna lo machasmi atapurta, machasmi atapurta leslan ba. Rava says that it's good if the Megillah is a little bit what? If it's a little bit bigger, it's fine. Or a little bit smaller, it's fine. Leslan ba, we don't care. Because it shows it's separate, right? Rashi? It's a little bit what? Bigger on the top or lamata or on the bottom, or it's more Nero, the Ishla Hekalatsma. You got that? So that shows that that kind of replenishes what? That replenishes its lack of what? Lack of being recognizable. Okay? The words is that it was so much shorter or longer, right, than this other sections. But if they were not so much, if they weren't shorter or longer, it's a problem. Sorry. Okay? That restores it. Fine. Okay, says the Gemara the following. Levi Bar Shmuel, there was a story. Havakakari Kamed reviewed him in Megillah Ksuvin Aksuvin. There was a story that reviewed Levi Bar Shmuel, read in the presence of reviewed him Megillah Ksuvin Aksuvin. Amalei, he said to him, what are you doing? Ahre Amra, Akari Megillah Ksuvin Aksuvin Lo Yatsa. You messed me up, right? Levi Bar Shmuel read in the presence of Yehuda, and I don't know why Yehuda waited and you know told him. It seems like he told him afterwards, no? Or maybe he told him right before he was going to do it. It's not really clear from the Gemara. No, what do you think it meant? Do you think it meant afterwards or not? He was reading, right? So they translated in the article as they were reading. Seems like they finished or whatever in the middle. I don't know when he told it to him, but whatever it is, you said you did the wrong thing. You're not Yatsa. So the Gemara says, Amr Abchia Bar Abba Amr Abiyach and Akar Miklis Kuhn Nesum Liyatsu Machala Amocha, they bopped it on and said, but Tzibur Shonu, Rashi, Umachala Amocha Lakshia Amr Shmuazu, after they said this, Drasha Hakyal Kat Kada, they hid it on and said, Klomar Satar Miksasa, they uprooted some of it and constricted Vamra Lomra Elabit Tzibur. Yes? So what does Gemara say? The Gemara says this din of Miklis Kuhn Nesum, you're only Yatsa what? No, you're only Yatsa B'yachid. Right, so he responded back to him, you know what, I did nothing wrong. You know what I mean? He responded back to him, I did nothing wrong, Lamaisa. Okay? That's the push-up shot. He didn't really respond back, but the Gemara really basically is saving him by saying this. You got that? Okay, so it comes out from the Gemara that you're not Yatsa if you do a B'tzibor. But if you do B'yachin, it's fine. Now get this down. The Turi-Evan writes, Turi-Evan is Shagasari, Sefer Megillah. He says that the Gemara is referring to the 11th, 12th, and 13th days of Adar. Yes? When the Megillah was read only publicly. Remember the Gemara we're going to get to on Haman Aleph? They only read 11th, 12th, and 13th when it was at Sebor. It cannot be read from a Megillah that has the other what Ksuvim in it. Because the Chachamim required it to be especially publicized on these days, and they decreed you cannot read it from a separate Megillah. So the Turi Evan learns this Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't say it, but Farish, you know, the Shagasai was the Gadol Ador, he says the Megillah is talking about 11, 12, and 13th. And since 11, 12, and 13th have to be read publicly, but Sebor, and therefore there's a mandate to have Pursuming. He said if it's connected with the other Ksuvim, you're going to have a what? You're going to have a problem, okay? And therefore it's got to be read from a separate Megillah. But when it's read on the what? What comes out from the Shagasari's pshat? that if you take such a Megillah and read it on the Purim day of the 14th and 15th, would it be good? Yes. That's a tremendous Chiddush. That's not the simplest reading of the Gemara. Okay, that's not the simplest reading of the Gemara. But he says, since a person would be, if you read it on the actual day of Purim, it's illogical to postulate, since even an individual fulfills his obligation with a Megillah that's written on the other days. Okay, so the Beir Halacha, which I gave you, quotes this to Rieven. The Beir Halacha quotes this to Rieven in Siman Tafrei Shadi Beis, and he says that that this Gemara is talking about what? The 11th, 12th, and 13th when you read it. And that's the only reason when what? That you're not Yotze, correct? But we're talking about the 14th and the 15th, that if you read it on the Purim day, it would be fine. Even if it's connected what? With the other what? Other Tzuvim. You got that? You understand what I'm saying? That's the way the Turi Avon learns the Gemara. What did I just say? You don't know what I just said? Why not? I don't care. The Turi Avon says, Beferish, what's shot in the Gemara? When the Gemara says, the Megillah Tzuvim and Aksuvim, you're not Yotze, it's talking about when you read the Megillah 11th and 12th and 13th. But if you read it on the 14th, because 11th, 12th, 13th, there's a mandate of presuming Nisa. You need a minion. 14th and 15th, you don't need a minion. It's by itself automatically presuming Nisa. So therefore, if you read it with the other Tzuvim, it's fine. That's what the Beir Halacha quotes right here.
But didn't we have that Shalom Gemara that we need a Sarah as well?
Can't hear you.
That
was Rav. That was Ravasi. Okay, but we don't paskel like that. We're going to see. We'll see if we paskel like that. There is a heater to try to have 10, but he quotes this to Rieva. Okay? You got that? That's a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is against it to Rieva. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a sniff about 11th and 12th and 13th. He quotes the Din Tafrei Sadi Beis. He quotes the Beferish and Sif what? Sif Ches. And he says, "You in kar mitzir milik sumin asumim kar lo yatsa done unless it's written what bigger or smaller." But a yachid that does it, it's fine. Not a word about the 11th, 12th, 13th. So it's clear though what the Shulchan Aruch did not learn the Gemara like who, like the Turi Avin. You got that? Fine. Now if you look at the Sfas Emes on this Gemara, Sfas Emes also argues on the Turi Avin, and he says that the pshat is it's referring to the actual day of Purim, which is the Pashup pshat. But it's talking about where you read it in public. Because the ksuvim were often read publicly from a Megillah, which is written with other ksuvim, and it detracts from the publicizing of the miracle. Okay? So since they were often read publicly, if it's with the ksuvim, it would take away from the presumisa. But in private, you never, very frequently would people read it in private from the cloth. Very, very infrequently. So the fact that the Megillah was read, albeit from a what? A Megillah that was connected to other Ksuvim, it's an indication that your intent is to publicize the Nesh anyway. You follow me? So in other words, according to the Sfas Emes, the Gemara's talking about the 14th and 15th anyway. Right? The thing is, they used to read it B'tzibor all the time from a cloth. But if it's connected with the other what? Ksuvim, it's going to take away from the Ksuvim Nesh. But as a Yachid, it wasn't read much. As a Yachid, people never pulled out a cloth. So if you pulled it out on Purim Day, obviously you're trying to what? Publicize the miracle, and even if it's connected with other two, you'd be Yotze. So I want to say right off the bat and sheer that there's a machlokes to Turi Avin and Sfas Emes, how to learn this Gemara. What day was it talking about? And the Shulchan Aruch clearly is learning the Gemara like who? Like the Sfas Emes. Okay? He's clearly learning the Gemara like the Sfas Emes. Okay. Now this leads us to two kashas. Get this down. Number one, the Turi Avin asks, he says, I have no idea why, if you have 10 guys in shul, let's say, if you have 10 guys in shul on 11th, 12th, and 13th, okay, according to his own shita, and let's say you read a ksuva ben aksuvim, Megillah ksuva ben aksuvim, he says you're not Yotze b'tzibor, right? The Shulchan Aruch says the whole din explodes, implodes. You're not Yotze at all. He says, I don't understand. What's da'al mi'hacha? What does the word da'al mi'hacha mean? Ignore the other 9 guys. The guy who read it should be Yotze, at least as Yachin. That's the Turi Avin's kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Shulchan Aruch present, if you read it in Sefer, the whole thing implodes, you're not Yotze? You should be Yotze at least as a what? You should be Yotze at least as a Yachid. That's the kash of the Turi Avin. You should be Yotze at least as a Yachid. The guy who read it should be Yotze as a Yachid. And he points out 2 nafki meanings. Let's get it. What are the 2 nafki meanings between reading Megillah and Sefer and a Megillah as a Yachid? Number one, the Sugya and Dafei. There's definitely a heater to have a minion. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you should always try to have a minion when you read the Megillah. So if it ends up being a kriya miyachid, then you lost out that hinder. Number one. Number two. What's number two? What does the Gemara say in Megillah? We're going to cover a lot of daka. We already just covered one, right? And New Testament out running on the New Testament base. Yes. The Gemara says kriya in Megillah is very unique. There's a bracha afterwards. What daf? Take a look. I think it's chafal from the base. Right? It says there's a bracha after called Rabbis Rivenu. You see it right in the middle. Lefaneh Maim Avarach, Rav Shimon Kadizi Eklo, Lekin Rav Shimon Baruch, Manach. What's Manach? What's Menches? Mikra Megillah Shasa Nisim Shechianu. Yes? Look at, you have it on Chafal of Mbez, you guys don't have it. Get it down though. It says Manach. Lacharah Maim Avarach, Ruch Tashem, Lekin Rav Shalom, HaRabbis Rivenu, Adanis Dineinu, Anokim, Yisrael, Kedim, Nifralam, Yisrael, 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 Rabbar Makel Moshiach, Rabbar Yokach Lemino Tarvayu, Bruchat Hashem, and Nifl Yisrael, it's called Tzorim Makel Moshiach. What daf? Chafal from the base. When do you say this bracha Rabbis Rivenu, says the Ramah? When do you say it? Only B'tzibor. You don't say it B'yachim. The Kitchish Chanarach Paschals like this Ramah, the Chayadim, the Rav HaShulchan, they all quote this Ramah. You read the Megillah somewhere in the hospital, you don't say a Rabbis Rivenu, you only say the brachas before. So it comes out to Nafkeminish. Where is it? We're going to see it inside. It's a Ramah. The Mechaber does not make that chiluk. The Gaon argues. The Gaon argues on the Ramah. We're going to see it inside. It says you can say a Rabbis Rivenu Yechidus. But in America, we follow the Ramah. I don't know what Eretz Yisrael they do. Usually they always follow the Gaon. Usually they follow the Gaon. I'm not sure what they hold in this situation. The Gaon says that the only time there's a bruch afterwards, Yisham is talking about getting an Aliyah. Getting an Aliyah in the Torah, you need to see more. Right? But as a Megillah B'yachid, can even what? Don't worry about it. You don't need to look it in. In the Megillah, what, you even read what? What are you looking? You looking up a Shiloh there or what? Yeah. No, you do it afterwards, the Maisa. You do the Megillah, even the Achidus. You follow me? The Yushami was only talking about Kriyas HaTorah, you needed Tzibor. The Abracha before, Abracha after. When you get an Aliyah in the Torah. But Megillah can be said even the Achidus. Bachleitz Ramah and the Go. So the Turiyevin says, I have two Nafkaminas for you. If you read a Megillah Tzuvin HaKsuvin, if a guy reads it, what should be the din? The Yachid should be Yachid, at least as Yachid. And one of the two nafkaminas, you lost out the Hidur. And number two, you should not be able to say what? Haravis what? Ravis Rivenu. That's where the Turi Evans kasha is. A great kasha. That's number one kasha. You guys got that? Clear? Okay. And we're saying the Turi Evans anyway, we're learning this Gemara what? Against the Shulchan Aruch and the Sfas Emes. But nonetheless, he has a great kasha. Okay. All right, let's look at Ham and Aleph. Let's look at Ham and Aleph from Isa. Let's go right there. Let's see that Gemara inside. Gemara says in Ham and Aleph on the top, Amarav Megillah b'zman HaKoronah saw afilu b'yachid. If you read the Megillah on the 40th day, you don't need a minion. Shalom b'zman HaBasar. Ravasi Amar no. Ravasi is Talmud Tzom Rebbein b'zman HaBein Shalom b'zman HaBasar. Ravasi says whether you read it b'zman Shalom b'zman, you need a minion. Have the Uvda. There was a story, one Purim Rav couldn't get the shul. The Chashle Rav l'had Ravasi. And Rav was machmer for his Talmud Ravasi and gathered 10 guys together. Yes? There you have it. There you have it. Halacha l'maisa. That there should be a hidur, at least you try to get a minion. But seems like Mikra Adin, we paschal like who? I'm reading in Shulchan Aruch. Get everything down, Shmuel. Tafrei Shadi Sif Yuches. Megillah Barbasar, B'chamish Sar, Tzarech Lachzer Achar Asara. You should try to go like Rav. You should try to go like Ravasi. B'mi'efshar Basar, Kornos Obiachim. You can't, you can't.
It's not,
you try the best you can. If you can't, you can't. You go like Rob. But Rob himself was machmer for his time. Look at the top tices. Top tices. You got it. We pass like Rob. Mikra Adin. You don't need a minion. The Reb Yochanan. What's the gimel in the Bach? Reb Yochanan Islay Kavase. Wow. Perek Sheni. That's the gemara we just did. On the testimonies, the gemara Akori B'Megillah Suvin Aksum. See how it comes together. Lo Yatsa. You see from the Gemara, you do read it B'yachidus. Chayin Halacha, the Rav Reb Yochanan, Halacha Reb Yochanan. If there's a Machlokes Rav Reb Yochanan, who do you hold like? Reb Yochanan. Kol Shekein Halacha, the Kaima B'chachita. B'chachita. So here, Rav siding with Reb Yochanan, right? V'od Rav Asi Talmud the Rav Ave. You go like the Rebbe over to the Talmud. Then he says, Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim Pasak Da B'yachid Tzarech Levarech. Wow. Rashi, where do you get that? Was Maksovichi? I don't have that by me. Which Masur Shas? I'm looking in my mind. I don't see it. You have an Masur Shas?
I have
You had it on the packet? On Megillah, you mean? V'chein nimsa b'tshuvas Rashi sheheshiv nir b'enei lo shno yachim lo shno tzibor. Echem mevarach v'acherim sholmin. You always say a brachik. V'en b'yachim v'enzim. V'chein nir l'omar. Me'achar sho'chach l'kriyasim yachid. As long as we prove it, you cross it, Yisa Shein Ba Bracha. If there be no Bracha B'Yachid, Hamel and Lefrushe, the Kamar Chaval Bez, that's how the Gemara recorded. The Gemara should have said B'Yachid is no Bracha. My Mevarach Dam Rebbe Tzibor, should have said B'Tzibor. It doesn't say that. It says My Mevarach all the time. Should have said Hamel Lefrushe, Shein Mevarach Dam Rebbe Tzibor. It didn't say that, right? On Gemara Chaval Bez, you just covered three Gemaras already. You testify from the Tessa Bez, Chaval Bez, hey, I'm an Aleph, let me get it. You follow this? So Mela comes out a very, very powerful din, that Mikra din, you can read it be a thesis. So this is the Turi Evans Kasha. Strong, strong Kasha. He says, why does the Shulchan Aruch say it implodes? Should be Yotzeh Zayachim. Let's go to the next page in the packet. Let's see number three. You got the packet there in front of you? Do you have the packet in front of you, Shmuel? You don't even have the packet, do you? Okay, go ahead. Read it up, page number three. Let's go. Rambam already. Perek Zayin Halacha. This is the second kasha we're going to ask now. Go ahead. Perek Zayin Halacha Tet Zayin. Let's go. Besirtut. You must score it. They have to score a line. Afilu what? You even write on paper. You can write three words of Tanakh without Sirtut. Yes, sir. Four is also. Go ahead. Krach. This is the Iker line I wanted you to see. Go ahead. Krach. Wow. There's a machloikis in the Gemara, get it down, Baba Basha, you give them a base. Between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Are you allowed to be Madbik and Sefer Torah to a Nach? Yes or no? Machloikis and Rebbe and the Chachamim, Ram Passage, you're allowed to. But if you do it, it brings down the level of Kedusha, of a Sefer Torah. Can't hear you. Take a Sefer Torah and glue onto it a Nach of cloth. Are you allowed to do that? Please get this down and remember the rest of your life. Rambam says you're allowed to do it, but if you do it, it brings down the level of Kedusha to what? The level of a Chumash. Now, what does a Chumash mean? It doesn't mean the stone Chumash. Chumash means that the Sefer Torah is only made of Brachos, or Shmos, or Vayikra, or Bamidbar, or Dvarim. Only alone. That's what a Chumash means in the Gemara. Yes.
When you say
Chumash, it doesn't mean the stone Chumash. It means a Sefer Torah only made of Brachos. He says if you go ahead and take a Sefer Torah and ma'avik a nach onto it, glue it on, it brings down the level of the Kedusha Sefer Torah to the level of the Chumash. Because of what principle? Yes or what? Yes or can, what? Can yes or cannot dumb. What does yes or cannot dumb mean?
Anything more
is less. That's a din of Shreifus. The chicken's born with three legs, we choose if it has one. You cut off the third leg, and if there's a hole there, it would die. The din is what? The din is that it's possible. So the same thing here. What happens here? The fact that you put on what? You're a Mavik Anach. By the fact you're a Mavik Anach onto what? Are you writing notes in a computer? Why are you doing that? Obviously, you're using a notebook usually.
Yeah, but
I figured it's a short. This is a halacha in what? This is a halacha in Treifus. If a chicken's born has three legs, what do we say? Yes, sir, what can I do that? Yes, sir, can not the dummy. Extra is like it's missing one. It's like you cut off the leg and it has a hole in it. You cut off the leg, you don't literally cut it off. You make believe you cut off, it has a hole in it. If it would die, it would die. There's a principle of those Travis called yes, sir, can not tool dummy. If you add on to it, it's like it's taken away. You got that? So a chicken that's born with three legs, you determine if the leg would be cut off, that extra leg, and there'd be a hole in that place, it would die, it's possible. Yes? Where on earth does the Rambam get this din of yes, sir, can not the applies to the Sefer Torah? Everyone asks. That's Halach and Treifus. Where does the Rambam import it here, Asher, by what Sefer Torah? It's a Pella. What is the Mocker? Mekevitz and Mishra says, Yushalmi, then he says, not Yushalmi. Where did the Rambam get this from, this Halach? You're allowed to do it, but if you do it, it brings it down to the level of Kedusha. That's our second Kasha. First Kasha was a Turiyeva. Second Kasha, what's the Mokor of this Rambam Perek Zayin? Well, Halacha, Tet Zayin, Echol Sefer Torah. You got this? That's our second Kasha. We're asking three Kashas. Can't hear you. We'll have to see. You're on the right track. Let's go, number three. Third kasha. Let's see the next page in the bracket. This is talking about Tufrei Sadi Bey Sif Aleph. Talking about what? Harabas Rivenu. What does he say? That's that Ramah that I told you. You see where he says Elabit Sibor? Tafre Shani Beis, the third page in the packet. Ein Levarchal Elabit Sibor. That's the Ramah that I was telling you. The Bir Alacha Navaram says it's wrong. Take a look at the Bir Alacha. Go ahead, read the Bir Alacha. Let's go. Go ahead, Shmuel. Elabit Sibor. I am Belial Rabo. Many poskim say no, that you say even Biyakiv. I am. The Yerusham is not a Rayav. Alo koy Allah. He's talking about getting an Aliyah that you have a bracha before and afterwards. Not talking about the Megillah. You reread the, you read the Rishami wrong, says the Gon. Av Mikoheh, Mikomakom.
Mikomakom. Regardless, and you're right, that Ain Keradavar.
Ain Kedai. It's not Kedai to say a bracha, which would be Machma. Go ahead, double Avachi. Double Avachi,
a bracha
is off. Ain Chiyuvis. Even Bitsibor, it's not obligatory. Just a minute. Go ahead.
Vitalia.
And the Gemara says, "Truly, a minik. It's told in minik. The way the Gemara wanted to say it's told in minik. It's interesting because he visited in front of Rashi, and they said this was the minik. In the Gemara, he understood it to be a minik. Where else do you have that? That it's a minik, a concept of a minik. Minik, not necessarily a bracha, but halal and rosh chodesh is a minik. Rav Iklal above the Gemara says in Tainus and Chachasim is that halal and rosh chodesh is a minik." So certain things are a minik. I mean, the Gemara didn't say beferish, but you get the impression that he visited in front of Rashi and they said that brach. You got the impression that it was a minik. The Gemara didn't say it's obligatory, mamish. It says, lefanav, lo shanua, it says, I take that back what I said. The Mishnah says explicitly. It says, makum shenagel avarach yavarach. It's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, beferish, chafal from an alf. Makum shenagel, and it says, amar, it's only saying lacharel, lefanez, a chiyuv. The bracha before is a chiyuv. But the Mishnah says Beferish Makom Shenagel Avarach Avarach.
The bracha of the Megillah is a minna.
The bracha after the Megillah, the Mishnah says Makom Shenagel Avarach Avarach is a minute. That's black on white in the Mishnah. The bracha beforehand, the Gemara says, is a chiyuv.
Okay,
that's a real bona fide birkas a mitzvah.
What's that mean of halal or
special? I'm giving you another example of something that's a minig also. The concept, no. I said that. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. From Dina de Gemara. Not a chiyuv. It's a minig, but it became chiyuvized.
Like Meirev,
in a similar vein. The question is, do you say a brach on Halal Rosh Chodesh? Shmuel, do you? Of course not. The Mechaber, the Rambam say Sfardim don't say a brach on a minig. Moroccans do? I didn't know that. Okay. The Ramah passes like Tysus. Which Tysus? Brachas? What daf? Arm is simply Yudal and Raf. We don't say a brach on a minig. It's a famous machlokes. You don't say a brach on a minig. Ashkenazim say a brach on a minig. Ramah says like Tysus. We say a brach on a minig. Rambam says no brach on a minig. Like an Arava. Beating the Arava is a minig. We don't say a brach on it. No one says a brach on it, I don't think. Lamais. Okay. Question is, why does Sfardim, who say you say a bracha on a minute, don't say a bracha on that one? Okay, that's a kasha. But nonetheless, it says beferish. Go ahead.
Sfardim do
not. The Rambam and the Mechaber says aim a bracha on a minute. We do. The Ramah Pasuk tells us there is a bracha on a minute.
What's the problem with Sfardim on beating the
Arabs?
Just said?
I'm saying beating the Arabs is a minute.
Right.
So the question is, the Sfardim, no one says a bracha. The question is, why don't we say a bracha? Yeah, that's Akasha. Okay, it's Akasha. Okay, he left. So we're in the middle of Bir Alacha. So go ahead. I'll just finish it. You're right in the middle of it. Where you left right in the middle. Mi Yomar, go ahead, finish up the Bir Alacha. Who says the minig spread out? Kayom Levarach B'yachid. Go ahead. Yeah, you shouldn't say Aravis Rivenu. Fine. That's an afkamini. Okay, let's go to the next one. Let's go look at this Gemara Gittin Daf Samach. You asked me what means Chumash. Chumash doesn't mean a stone Chumash. Go ahead. What does it mean? Go ahead.
Rav.
This is Gittin Daf Samach and Rav. Go ahead.
Rav Yosef said,
Bichumashim. Bichumashim.
Sorry.
Ah, come on. The Maisa. Go ahead. Purim, it's Purim. Get in the spirit of Purim. Come on. You're not allowed to read a Chumash in a shul. It shows that there's cheap. The shul's cheap. You can't raise funds and get a whole Sefer Torah. Rabbi Kiveger, Seichan Zan, all the Mar Makayimus and Shas are covered at Tzibor. Let's say they're really dirt poor and indigent. They have no choice. Then get Bracious. That's it. Get Shmos. But in general, you're not allowed to do that. Looks terrible. Okay? You got that? Lamaisa, so it's a bad thing. Okay. So we have two kashas so far. What are the two kashas? You guys repeat for me. What are the two kashas? According to the Turi Evin, if you read a Megillah Tzumen Aksumi, you read it at Sibor, ignore the other nine guys, you should at least be Yotze Yochid. And the Machaber presents as you're not Yotze at all. Even though the Turi Evin is talking about 11, 12, 13th, and Machaber is talking about reading on the Purim itself, what's the difference though? You should still should be Yotze Yochid, yes? What's the second kasha? Where's the why don't get the marker that if you're Mabik and say if you turn around to Onach, that what? The whole thing, it brings it down to a level of what? To a chumash, and what's a chumash? Gemara Gittin says what? Only a sebrachus, only a shmos, only a vicar, only a mimir, only a dvarim. Yes. You follow me? On cloth, yeah, means on cloth.
We don't have those.
We don't have that now. No, I've never seen it before. Sure, it exists. They didn't have a lot of money.
What did they have them back then?
They didn't have a lot of money. People learned out of them too. They didn't have svarim. I guess people learned out of them. It's easier to make. You got this, Kasha? So Lomaisa brings it down. That's halacha and treifas, yes, it cannot put on. A chicken born with three legs, we assume it's a treifa, because if you cut off that third leg, there'd be a hole in it, it would die. That's a din. You got it? Third kasha, go ahead. Simon Kuf Mem Gimel. Go ahead. Ramal. I'll give you the scenario outside, then we'll read it inside. Shmuel, you with me? Number three. I don't, if you guys noticed, with the help of Hashem, I want to get even stronger. It doesn't make a difference how many guys are here. I'm involved in the Torah. I want to be energetic in the Torah. I want to even be more energetic in the Torah. That's my responsibility. And it was the Abdish, I want to be more energetic in the Torah. You follow me? So what's the case in the following? You have a shul that has two Sefer Torah, and one Sefer Torah is what? Puzzle and Sefer Bracious. So they put it away. They tie it on the outside. You ever saw a Puzzle Sefer Torah? They tie it on the outside to make sure they know it's a puzzle, and they put it away in the Aron. Okay. You're not supposed to leave it in your Aron more than 30 days. Al Tishko Molech Avla says in the Gemara Ksubas of Dafi Testament Bay, you're supposed to get it fixed. You're not supposed to leave a Sefer Shein Amuga in an Aron. Al Tishko Molech Avla. It's an iniquity, but a lot of times it sits there for months. Should get it fixed by itself. Okay. Then they're in Shmos, the Shul. They have a different Sefer Torah. It says Tetzava. It says Tetzava, Tetzava twice. Rebbe Nishon, all Sefer Torah is possible.
Later.
What do you do? What do you do?
Stop. Why?
What do you do? What do you do?
Why is it relevant?
Okay, you'll show it to me later. Listen. So the Balabatim say, you know what? Forget about that. The Rav says, you know, the Rav and the Gabe says, the other Sefer Torah is cleaning the other four's farm. Just had a problem in Bracious. Take it all out. Some of the Balabatim have forgotten it was a problem. It was all clean in the rest of the four's farm. It only had a mistake in Bracious. So let's take that one out and read it. Can you use that or not?
The
first Sefer Torah already was possible with something in Bracious. They had put it away. Now they're holding in Tetzava, in Shmos. Then they find a mistake in Tetzava. Okay. Can you go ahead and use the Sefer Torah that's good in the other four Sfarim?
No.
What do I mean by the four Sfarim? In Shmos, in Vayikra, by Midrash, it's clean. Oh, only has a mistake in Bracious. You only have two Sefer Torah. I'm saying it's one whole Sefer Torah. But the truth of the matter is, I want to use the lumnus that it's what? That it's really being used as a chumash.
No,
you can't do that. The Rambam says you can. Bidi Evan, you can. And the Gedolei Achronim attack the Rambam like Sam. And they say it shouldn't be right.
See, that's the whole point of Sefer Torah.
Why? According to the Rambam, it's a whole Sefer Torah. I understand that, Lamaisa, but the other four Sfarim are good, Lamaisa.
We're not using it
as a the Rabban makes a big deal that every letter of the Torah is Shmos Hashem. It misses one letter, it's done. But Taisa says only misses from one seam to one seam.
So the Rabban Paskins is only by using it as a Chumash or also
no, your Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, because in essence it's really like a Chumash.
What? No.
And it's not a problem of Kavanat Tzibur because it's part of a what? Full Sefer Torah. The stone wall of Baalbata forgot there was a problem in Brachos. You understand this chab? You're being Yotze as a chumash, but doesn't have the problem of coming at Tzibur, because it's part of a full Sefer Torah.
I understand how they're all together. If they're using the Sefer Torah, it is a Sefer Torah.
I understand that. Because he says you can view the what you can view the Sefer Torah as what each one being a chumash in this case. Because what it's apostle Sefer Torah, you're right, but that doesn't shouldn't disqualify the other four Sfarim as being read as a chumash. And there's nothing wrong with being read by a chumash if what if it's part of a full Sefer Torah. No, that's the chap of the Ramah. Read the Ramah inside. Go ahead, read the Ramah inside.
The
chumash echay what. Tuf mem kuf mem gimel. Shalain below what? Yesh what? Likros also chumish. Even though there's a talos in the other svarim, I don't care. Says the Ramah. Look at the Bir Halacha. B'riyevit we do. Go ahead. Yesh what? But I want to understand, I think the Ramah makes a lot of sense. I want to understand, my third kasha is, I want to understand the Gedol HaKron. What are they understanding? Go ahead. Yesh what? Yesh lahakil. I am the Shabrura. Oh, you look in Rashi, he's like Sam. It's Mashi and not Mako. Go ahead.
Moshe
Kosa Bailey Al Rabo.
Lois Litke in the Mysa, Rabba, Moshe Kosa Hedia.
So the Ryan quotes the Rashba. He only said it conceptually, not Lalacha. Go ahead. Ma'ayin B'tshuvah. So if you look in the Jews of Rashba, Simon Tov Reish Yad Aleph, Yira, you'll see. Ayin Sham. He only said it according to one Teres. So in other words, you know, Rashi says you shouldn't be Mekel, like Sam said. The Rana quotes Mashim the Rashba was only saying it conceptually, not practically. Go ahead, Vayin what? Mefakpeik bedinze. He argues on this din. Vayin what? Ayin Sham, so the base mayor, the Shari Fraim will hold against it. They hold the Rashi doesn't hold it's good. The Rashi only said it was good conceptually. Go ahead, Ayin Sham, what time all? Right? I'm not sure what that Ayin Sham Tama, I'm not sure what that abbreviation is. I can't read that. What is that? Nun Kuf Tov Shin, I'm not sure. Ayin Sham Tama. Look that up in the computer, what that is. It's okay. It's near. What does he conclude the Bir Halacha? The nearer that the minute is to be Mekel, if you make a like the Ramah, don't protest. What's the? I think the Ramah is very convincing. It's not a problem of Kavanat Tzibur. It's a full Sefer Torah. What's the problem? That's my third kasha. Why does the base mayor? Why does Shari Ephraim? Why are they against this? Why Rashi's mashma? It's not good. Yes, like the Rashi only said it was good. So what's wrong with this?
It's still kosher as a
food. Yeah, exactly. And it's not a. And you don't have the problem of Kavanat Tzibur because it's a full Sefer Torah. Doesn't look cheap. Exactly. I understand that, but Lamaisa, it's a full Sefer Torah. Just because it has a mistake in Brachos, you shouldn't impinge upon the other four Sfarim. Even if it has a mistake in Vayikra B'Midbar and Dvarim, but if Shmos is clean, it's good. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, that's what he's saying. The Ramah says Chumash Echad. Even if it had a mistake in all four, make it even a better story. It's a problem in Brachos, Vayikra B'Midbar and Dvarim, and Shmos is clean. He says it's still good. Can even say a bracha on it. The Gedol Achron Recholik on the Ramah. So that's my third kasha. Okay. So I once heard many, many years ago a beautiful mahal from Rav Shechterstig, the great Goyim, a Rebbe, to answer these three kashas. It's really a very creative and it's a very beautiful mahal. A lot of guys don't know it. I heard it from him, Lamaisa, on a tape many times. I listened to the tape many times. And then I asked them kashas afterwards. He has a tremendous chiddush to answer these three kashas. They fall like a domino. I want you to get it. He wants to say the following. You with me? He wants to say that when we were chosen as the Amah Nivchar, there was a contract. What was that contract? The Torah. Where does the phrase Sefer HaBris appear? Take a look. Next page. Take a look at next page. Take a look. Parshas Bamish, Parshas Mishpatim. Read the pasuk. Yeah, Mishpatim. Perichov Dalin, pasuk Vav. Read the pasuk. Go ahead. It's a famous pasuk. Go ahead. Go ahead. So that's why that pasuk is so famous. But there's also something important in this pasuk. Every pasuk, every word's pasuk important. It says Sefer HaBris. What does the word Sefer HaBris mean? A book of covenant. That was the contract. Read Rashi.
Why
do I
have two vavs?
Sefer what?
I have two vavs for some reason.
Go ahead. Where's your two vavs? What are you talking about?
My tag says hey and then vav and then vav again.
Yeah, mine does too. It's weird. It's pasuk Zion. It's a mistake. It's Zion. I made a mistake. Go ahead. Zion. Go ahead. Read Rashi.
Sefer HaBris.
Mitzvah shenistavu b'mara. Mitzvahs that were commanded in Mara, which were what? Kibud aveim, dinim. Right? What else? No. Kibud aveim, dinim, paradum, and Shabbos. Okay, those are the four. The different gears is sometimes it's three, sometimes which three it is, but those are the four total. You're thinking of something else. Rosh Chodesh when we left Mitzrayim. Okay? But what? Now, who argues on Rashi here? The Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Balak says Sefer HaBris means the whole Torah. The whole Torah. So what was our contract when Hashem gave us the Torah? When we said Nasim initial. The Torah was the contract. But it says Kafalim Har Gigigis. What daf? Shabbos what daf? Pechesim and Aleph. Excellent. But how does that square with Nasim initial? Who asked this kasha? The Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach. Please get this down. What's the difference, though? Correct. Torah Shemalpe, excellent. Was what? Was Kafalim Har Gigigis. It's a lot of different dinim. Nasim Nishon, Torah Shemalpe. Yes? When do we re-accept the Torah willingly? By Purim. By Purim. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. Now, if you look, I want you to get this. If you look, and the Gemara Megillah and Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, "Machlokes Tanoim whether Esther is part of Tanakh, whether it's Vitamis Yadayim." That's the way to say it. Was it canonized? You know what by canonized mean? Was it part of Tanakh? Did the Chum make it part of Tanakh? So Lomais is a big Machlokes Tanoim. We paskin, yes, it was because of why? The different psukim the Gemara tries to prove, different psukim that Tanoim offer, and then who offers one? Shmuel and Amora. And Rabbi said, who's hit the spot? Shmuel's hit the spot. I'm a Rav, Lekulis Lupircha, Labar Mishmuel, Leis Lupircha. He said, all the other Makars I can ask Kashan, but you know what the best one is? What's the best one? The one that Shmuel said. What does it say? It says, Shenemar Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu L'mala Masha Kiblu L'mata. What does Kimu L'mala mean?
Accepted above
Kisvuni L'dairis. That Esther Sefer should be what? Should be part of Tanakh. Absolutely should be part of Tanakh. And therefore, they followed the Beis Din below, and they said they made it part of Tanakh. You got that? Not Shenemar. What does Shenemar always connote? When Zikri and Ksiv, the Kohelet Yitzchak says, Kohelet Yitzchak is a savior that collects many Litvish drushes. Beautiful drushes. Anytime in Shas is a Kri and Ksiv, when it says Shenemar, it's darshening the Kri, and when it says the Ksiv, what's it darshening? The Ksiv. So what's here? This is the Kri. The Kri is what? Kimu Lamaila Masha Kibu Lamata. Let's say you have the way it's written and the way it's pronounced, the way it sounds, the way you're supposed to say it. So whenever it says the Ksiv, the Gemara is darshening the Kohelet Yitzchak, you got to check it all over Shas. But he says whenever it's darshening the Ksiv, it's the Ksiv. And when it's darshening the Kri, it says Shenema. So here it says Shenema. Yes? Can't hear you. Yes, so I want you to get it down. So he says that it's talking about what? The fact that Megillah Esther should be canonized. Now, Tosfos is bothered by Akasha, here in Megillah, Dav Zaymanoff, and in Shabbos, that the Gemara used it for a different drasha. What was the other different drasha over there? You remember, Sam? Kimu Mashakiblu Kvar, Mashakibel. There the Gemara darshens the what? The Ksiv. And it says the Ksiv over there. And what does it say? That Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. Kimu Mashi Kibel. Who is Kibel? Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kimu Mashi Kiblu Lamais is referring to what? Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's darshening the Ksiv. So Tosfos asks the kasha, what's going on here, Lamaisa? Well, it's not a problem, because one is darshaning the Kri, another one's darshaning the Ksiv. So all the Rishonim ask the kasha, how can it be the make up your mind how to make the drush? Not a problem. What our Gemara and Megillah and Zion is focusing on the what? The Kri, and the Gemara and Shabbos is focusing on the Ksiv. If you look in the Megillah, it says Kibel. It's not Kiblu, it's Kibel. Because what? Kimu Lamaila Mashikibel Amatam. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the Torah, but Lamaisa, the Torah Shavapeh, we re-accepted willingly when? At the time of Purim. You follow me? Here the Gemara Megillah doesn't touch that at all. Here it's talking about whether it's canonized Megillah. Over there we're saying we re-accepted the Torah Shavapeh willingly. Yes? It's not a problem using the puzzle for Deuteronomy and Joshua, because one's focusing on the Kri, one's focusing on the Ksi. But you see that the importance of what? The importance of what? Of having a what? A safer. So Rav Shechter wanted to say the following Kiddush. What's the contract for Torah Shabbat Peh? Megillah Esther. That is the safer abris for the Torah Shabbat Peh. Amazing. How do you know there's an institution of Tanakh? It says it earlier in the Omen. Dav Zayin Amenav. Ksov Zos Yikarim B'Sefer. What is Zos? Word for word, letter for letter, Zos. This is it. Authentic. That's Chamishi Chumashi Torah. Right? Ksov Zos Yikarim B'Sefer. Right? That's what it says. What's Zikaron mean? Zikaron is referring to the Nevi'im. How do you know Zikaron is referring to the Nevi'im? What does Lahaskir mean? Not just to remember, but to formulate, to mention, to say over. A Navi that suppresses the Vu is Chayv Misa. He has to say over. A Navi has to say over. The Navi suppresses the Vu, Gemara Sanhedrin, Pei Tesim and Aleph. This is Megillah Zayin and Aleph. So the institution of Chamishu Chum Shetara comes from Kesov Zos. Zikaron is referring to Nevi'im. What's B'Sefer referring to? Ksuvim. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Did you guys learn that? You don't learn an exegesis? We have to do. We used to have a chiyuv that learned exegesis. Yes, yes, he did. He didn't do ksuvim lomais, and he didn't do chamishu chumshei Torah. So the targum in the mikros kanolta is a targum as mazil. It's a mistake. It's Yerushalmi. No, he didn't do chamishu chumshei Torah. No, he only did. He didn't do. No, he didn't do lomais. Mara says he didn't do it. Okay, but listen to this. With me? So the institution of Tanakh comes from where? Gemara Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph. Yes? What's Ksov Zos? Zos is Chamishu Chumshei Torah. Zikaron, Nevi'im. B'Sefer, Ksuvim. What's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? You guys didn't take the introduction to Jesus?
No.
We had to do that. What's the three answers? What's the difference between how did the Chum decide which form would be in Nevi'im, which one being Ksuvim? It was Dr. Lyman, one of my professors. He's retired now from YU. He teaches at Turo. He's a great gong. He wrote his doctrine at University of Pennsylvania on this concept. How did the Chum decide which would go into Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So three answers. Number one is the Rambam writes when any sefer Nevi'im, when the Navi got it, he was unconscious. That's Nevuah. Ksuvim, they were up, they were wrote a Baruch HaKodesh, like Tehillim. That's the first distinction. You got that? That's the Rambam more looking. Number two, the Meiri. What's the Meiri? The Sfarim and Nevi'im are to give Musar. The Sfarim and Ksuvim are just historical, informational. And what's number three? Reb Chaim. That the Sfarim and Nevi'im were given to say over. The Sfarim and Ksuvim were not given to say over. Just to be written down. Three differences between the Sfarim and Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Please get it. But you see, this all makes up the institution of what Tanakh is. And there was a need to have a what contract for the Torah Shabbat Peh. And the need for that contract came from what? The need for that contract came from this concept of what? Of the Torah Shabbat Peh, Lamaisa, and the Torah Shabbat Peh needed a contract. And that's what it says here in this Kavah Chomer. The Gemara makes a Kavah Chomer, Lamaisa. What's the Kavah Chomer that the Gemara makes? What's the Kavah Chomer the Gemara makes? Megillah what daf? Yud Dalam Raf. Get all the dafin. Torah Rabbana, Arbu Shmon Nevi'im. There were 48 Nevi'im, Meshevesh Nevi'os. Seven prophetesses, women. Nistabalem Nisrov, Lo Paschu, Lo Tiru. You're not allowed to diminish or add on Amashu Pasu B'Torah. Chutz Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah has a rooted institution. My Drosh, I'm Reb Chiya Bar Avin, I'm Reb Yishuv in Karko. The following Kavah Chomer. Uma Mi Avdus L'Cheirus. Ma Dachrim Avdus L'Cheirus. Amri Ninshira. In Mitzrayim, Mimish L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. Therefore, the substitution of what? Megillah is found in a Kal Vachomer. And therefore, we see that a Sefer HaBris is what? For the Torah Shebaal Peh is Megillas Esther. And we have a chiv to praise Hashem. And one of the components we learned in the early shiur last week was that it has challah. Then the Gemara continues and asks, why don't you say challah important then? So one of the answers that Kriyas Megillah is challah. The other answer was a chutz l'aretz, right? The other answer is after it's all said and done, we're still a vadim of Ruach HaShverish, right? The three answers. But you see from this Gemara that what? Megillah is a legitimatized, it was canonized in Zion and Aleph. It's Matami Zedayim, Kisvuni L'dayris, and it serves as the what? Serves as the contract for us accepting Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, there is Yerushalmi in the beginning of Megillah. Please get it down. The Yerushalmi writes, the only drushes that are Amito Shel Torah, that are D'oraisa, are what? Any drusha from the Chumash, and also a drusha from Megillah. All the other drushes from Nevi'im Ksuvim are only Drabban. Now this fits well if you all did read Kabbalah, like you didn't read Torah Dami, but nonetheless, the Yerushalmi says black on white, the first daf in the Yerushalmi Megillah, that the authentic drushes are D'oraisa are in Chumash Ksuvim Torah and in Megillah's Esther. Because it's Amito Shel Torah. Do you know why Megillah needs Sirtut? Where does the Gemara say Megillah is Sirtut? You need a scoring. You remember that? No. It says it's like Kamito Shel Torah. What'd you say? It says it's like Kamito Shel Torah. Here it is. Tet Zayin in the base. It says that it needs, when you write a Megillah, it needs Sirtut. Baruch Hashem, the guys in the Shul Bo'ah got me a Megillah in Maltana about 10 years ago. I never had a Megillah. So Lomai said, God, they didn't think it was right that their Rav shouldn't have a Megillah. All the other guys had a Megillah, and I was up there with my Chumash. So it was nice of them, no? Very nice of them. So it says Beferish in the Megillah. It says Beferish. It says what? It says that you need Sirtut. Oh, ready? Tetzayin in Beis. Amr of Tanchum. Yes? I'm Ravasi. Malam it's Shesricha Sirtut Kamito Shel Torah. What does Kamito Shel Torah mean? The Emes of Torah. Rashi says Kamito Shel Torah. Kisevet Torah Atzmo Sirtut Lachol Moshe Mesinai. Rashi and Rambam say Kisevet Torah needs what? Sirtut. Rabbi Natan says it's referring to mezuzah. Tosfos Gittin Zayin Beis Kosher Benam is referring to mezuzah. Mezuzah has Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's why it's Kamito Shel Torah. A mezuzah needs sirtut. Rabbi Natan says a Kisevet Torah and a Kisevet Torah doesn't need sirtut. We all like Rashi and Rambam. And this fits well. The Torah is Amito Shel Torah, right? Megillah is like Amito Shel Torah. It's Amito Shel Torah. It needs Sirtut. Because it has the drushes from there are what? Are Midraisa. And it's Amito Shel Torah because it's considered to be a covenant. It's a contract. It's on Tet Zayin and Mebeis, guys. How many Dapim have you covered so far? Yutes. Amar Avraham Mebeis. Kof Avraham Mebeis. Hey, Amarav. Zayin Amarav. Yudavon Amarav. You got it? Let's go. Come on, fool. You got this? So it comes out, the Maisa. We also cover Beis and Avda, the Mishnah. What? Tet Zayin, the Maisa. Yeah, Tet Zayin and Beis. So it comes out, the Maisa. It comes out that you see that's the contract. Yes? So Rav Shetna said, it's funny, that if a Megillas Esther... If a Megillas Esther is considered to be the contract of Torah Shebaal Peh, then it has a foot in and a foot out. What do you mean by a foot in and a foot out? What do I mean by a foot in and a foot out? It's part of Tanakh, but also it's called an Igeris. It has a kula of a letter. What are the three kulas? Because why does it have a kula of a letter? Because it's also the contract of Torah Shebaal Peh. You got me? The Gemara says that Esther was Sof Nisim, Gemara and Yuma. Gemara says, what about Hanukkah? Chanukah is a little neat and lichtov. Chanukah is not recorded in Tanakh. The last days it's recorded was what? It was Purim. Where's the Gemara in Yuma? The Daf of Hey Amar Aleph. Lam Natzeach Al Yelas HaShachar, it says. According to the Gon, that's the Shir Shal Yom you're supposed to say on what? Purim. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they always say a different Yom. On the Chagim, they have a different Shir Shal Yom. We just say whatever day it is of the week. But the Lam Natzeach Al Yelas HaShachar is this capital for Purim. Based on that Gemara, says the Gon. You follow me? So Esther was a Sof Nisim, even though Hanukkah happened after it was a Nis, but that was not Nitin Lichtov. That wasn't part of Tanakh. Purim is part of Tanakh. But it has a foot in and a foot out. It's a footnote because it was canonized. It's part of Tanakh, one of the 24th form of Tanakh. But what else? But it's also the contract of Torah Shabbat Peh, so it's like an Igeris. What are the three clues with an Igeris? A Sefer Torah has to have Gidim. You know what Gidim are? Sinews. You know the sinews from the animal, from the cow, from top to bottom. From the cloth on the top to the bottom. A Sefer Torah needs sinews from top to bottom. By Megillah, all you need is three. Because of Igeris. Number two, what happens if you have a Megillah and you read 51% of it Biksav, but you're a mamish, a genius, and you wrote, you know, 49% of it Baal Peh? Are you Yotzeh? Yes. Yes. Because it has Igeris. It has to be written 100%. What'd you say? That's if it was Rol Baal Peh. 51% was Rol, was Biksav, and I read the rest Baal Peh. It's good. It's good. Because of Kulav Igeris. Remember I told you that's why the Chumrah that some Gedolim don't say the last line outside? Because if you say the last one outside, you're Yotze already. If you didn't have 100% through the cloth. You had every puzzle about the end. The minute used to say it, though, I say it. I don't know if Rav Shekhar Lamaisa says it, but Lamaisa, it's an interesting chap, you know. There were some Gedolim that didn't say it. Because it comes out, the whole thing wouldn't be Biksav. What's the third halacha that it's Igeris? How are you going to remember this, Lamaisa? What's the third halacha, Slavoy? What's the third halacha that comes from Igeris? Yehudaim. You know how it says in the Megillah, Yehudaim? You're not supposed to pronounce it Yehudaim. You see, Yehud has two yuds. So if phonetically you pronounce it wrong, it's still what? It's still good, your Yotzeh. Why? Because it's an Igeris. Those are the three kulas of Igeris. Number one, you only need three sinews. Number two, all you need is Rov Bichzav. 49% can be Baal Peh. What's number three? Yehudaim. Phonetically, if you read Yudim, it's still good because of Nigeris. So you see, Beferish, we're building up this concept of what? Of Sefer HaBris, yes? We're building up this concept of Sefer HaBris. It's a phenomenal thing. Lamaisa. Now, someone asked the Shaila the Rashba. Now, the Balabat and the Roach Shaila the Rashba knew how to learn. Listen to what this guy is Chaplas. He wrote the Rashba. He says, Rebbe, in my Megillah, I want to put the brachas on the cloth so that when you open it up, the brachas will be, I don't have to look for a sitter. Can I do that? That's what he asked the Rashba. But before he finished his question, he says, I think, Rebbe, this is what he wrote to the Rashba, I think, Rebbe, that it's not proper. Why do I think it's not proper? Because yet there can nothing be done. You're adding it to the Megillah. If you add that on the cloth, the whole thing implodes. It's like you're subtracting. You're subtracting by adding. You follow me?
It is correct.
And the Rashba, he knew how to learn. A lot of the Balabatim knew how to learn when they asked the Shavas the Rashba. And he says it's a problem. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that if you do that, your Megillah is puzzle. It's amazing. If you do that, your Megillah is mamish puzzle. You add stuff on, forget about it. The whole thing is a problem, Lamais. And he says because based on what? Based on this din of Yeser Kenovel Domi. This is what the Chiddush of the Rashba is. Okay? Amazing. You got this?
Yes. Cool.
Yes, Sam.
I got a general question.
Go ahead.
So we deal with, say, right, it has to be done through class and whatever, all this, whatever. So why don't we, by the other Megillahs, why do we not have to do it through all this process?
It's a good question. It's a good question. There's no chiyuv to read the other Megillahs. Is only a minik. Now the Gaon, in Eretz Yisrael, they say a bracha on it. Do you know that? Remember that? When they read Rus, when they read Shir Shirin, they say a bracha. We don't do that. Our reading the Megillah and the other times are only a minik. Tisha B'Av, Kohelet, Shir Shirin, they're all a minik. That's why we're not Lamaisa, we don't say a bracha. The Gaon says you say a bracha on it.
So Megillah, so it's like a higher level.
This is, yeah, for sure. This is a chiyuv, an absolute chiyuv to do it. That is absolutely correct. Absolute chiyuv to do it, and that's it.
It's the same thing. It's like a minhag that became a chiyuv.
Yeah, that stayed a minhag. That stayed a minhag. Halacha
l'maaseh. Okay. So it's not technically a chiyuv to hear eicha or to hear rus.
No, it's just a minhag. It's just a minhag. It's an important minhag. And Shulchan Aruch quotes it that we have to do it. But l'maaseh, it's interesting. I'm looking here in the Shulchan Aruch. He says that. Megillashi Nakuda, if you put vowels in it, Chenim Kasa B'Dafarishon Brachos Apiyutim Einan Nivselas Pekach. Wow, He says it's not possible.
So we just said.
I just told you that it's possible. We don't paskin. We paskin. Oh, Mr. Bruce says you shouldn't say a bracha on it. Brachos lechachilo yichto birkosei abo. Lechachilo, you shouldn't do it. So he seems to say that b'diavad it's what? B'diavad it's good. But the Balabas and the Rashbas thought it was bad. He said it was bad. The Shulchan Aruch says it's not possible. But you shouldn't say a bracha on it, Mishum Bruce says. Okay? Just like if you have no Megillah Ksheira, you should read it out of a stone chumash without a bracha. Okay? But let's go with the Balabas and the Rashbas who said it was a problem. Now, why is it a problem? Because the principle of what? Yes, sir? Kenotel Dami. Correct. The whole thing implodes. Yes, sir, Kenotel Dami. And therefore, it's not considered to be what? A glot Megillah. So, it turns out, Lamaisa, I asked Rav Schechter this. I said, Rebbe, what happens if a guy would come up with a shtick? He would take a Sefer Torah and glue a Megillah Esther onto it. They're both Sefer Brises. He said it's a great kasha, but he still thinks it's a problem. Because the Sefer Torah is a contract for Torah Shebichsav, and the Sefer in Megillah is a contract for what? Torah Shebaal Peh. So he says he still didn't think it was a problem. But he said it's a good kasha. The guy would really do a shtick like that. You follow me? Still would be bad. So you understand what we're building up here on this? That there's a legitimate concept of Sefer Bris. Where did it come from? The Ramban's definition against Rashi. Rashi is from the beginning of Bereshit still all the way up to Mishpatim. The Ramban parts of Balazan meant the whole Torah. And you need to have a Sefer Bris. You need a contract. Where's our contract with Torah Shalabel? We re-accept it. It's Megillus Esther. It is Megillus Esther. Hashtadas is the Hachi. Now that we've arrived at this, let's answer the three kashas. They all fall like dominoes. This is a Shechter's Chiddush. This is a Chiddush in Lomas. You ready? Let's go with the number one kasha. What was the first kasha? When you lay in shul, whether it's Kriyas HaTayra or Kriyas HaMegillah, what are you supposed to be doing? What are you doing? It's a Takana of Ezra. Now Kriyas HaTayra is normally the Rabbanim, yes? Zachar's D-Raisa, Tezrosa's Par's D-Raisa. The Rabban says, the Brisker's like this Rabban. Brisker's like this Ramban. Ramban says, Mikroi Kodesh, Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif is a Kiyum D'Raisa of Mikroi Kodesh, calling out Yontif. So there are times throughout the year where Kriyas HaTorah is D'Raisa, but normally it's the Rabbanan on Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. Yes? But what are you supposed to convey when you lay? That there is a Sefer Bris, that Hashem gave us a contract, and that's part of the what notion of Kriyas HaTorah. And when you lay in the Megillah B'Tzibur, what is your mandate? What is your mandate? What is your mandate when you lay the Megillah at Seymour? You're supposed to convey that there's a contract with Megillah. Esther being the contract of Shabbat Peh, and when you lay the Sefer Torah, you're supposed to say this Sefer Torah is showing the contract that Hashem had in the Jewish people. And when the Sefer Torah is messed up, the whole thing implodes. The Sefer Torah has a problem with it, you blew it. You can't say I'm laying in front of nine guys. And since it has what? Since it has the ksuba next to it, I should ignore the other nine guys and go, this is a yochid. It's all or nothing. When you get a seaboard together and try to convey the word laying, you're supposed to convey this is the contract. When you sit tomorrow night and Sunday morning, you're supposed to know, this is us. What makes us different than the goyim? That was the Kriyas HaBris that made us different. And you, when you hear that laying, you must convey this concept. If it's messed up, the whole thing implodes. You can't say ignore the other nine guys. I want to be like a yochid. But if you only attempted to lay in Biachidus, that's fine. Because when you lay in Biachidus, there's no mandate to convey a what? Sefer HaBris. But when you lay in Bitsibor, you have that mandate. And if you mess it up, the whole thing implodes. You follow me? That answers the first kasha to Riyadh. What was the kasha? To Riyadh says, what's going on here? Shulchan Aruch says, if you lay in the Bitsibor, you're not Yotze. Why can't you be Yotze as a Yachid? The Terech says, because you can't. Because the mandate is to convey that this is the contract. And if there's a problem with it, you're not Yotze. What was the problem? It was connected with the other Ksuvim. So according to what? According to the Rambam, this is Shtickel Torah. Why is a Megillah Ksuv and a Ksuv bad? According to Rashi, why was it bad? How do we begin Shir? According to Rashi, why was it bad? Get it down. It's a concern of what? Ksuv and Nisa. According to the Rambam, it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's a concern of what? Sefer HaBris. Nothing to do with Ksuv and Nisa.
How does the Rambam?
Yeah. Because we're going to get to it now in the second Kasha. The Rambam didn't say the Torah. What do you think? We're going to get to it. Yeah, go ahead, Asher.
The idea of Sefer Megillah being serving as a contract is somewhat problematic. The Hamisha Chumshei Torah can serve as that because it burns down many laws, and it's written that like there's a covenant. The fact that this covenant exists within that is written explicitly inside in the Sefer Torah, but you have no such mention in Megillah.
Why do you need that to be mentioned? That's
because
exactly Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a Chag of Torah Shabbat
Peh.
I understand
that. There's a mentor, but
the story is exactly conveying this concept. That is the Chiddush of what?
I don't see how you can say that.
Okay. That's what the Chiddush of Rosh Hashanah. That's what you wanted to time it. That's what the Megillah is serving us. When we re-accepted the Torah Shabbat Peh, where is the contract? He wanted to say the Megillah is the contract. And that is answers the first kasha. Let's answer the second kasha. What was the second kasha? What's the makor of the Rambam that what? That if you take a Sefer Torah and you glue it to Nach, you're allowed to do it, but if you do it, it brings it down to the level of you should do what? Chumash bin Chumash. Where's the marker for that in Shas? Do you know what the Rosh Hashanah says in one line? What does he say, Shmuel? He says, Gemara Megillah, Yutesimon Alf. What are Gemara Megillah, Yutesimon Alf say? A Megillah Ksuv and a Ksuv is not Yatsa. I don't understand. The Gemara's talking about Megillah, the Rambam's talking about what? How could that be the mucker? The answer is they're both Sefer HaBrisis. They're both Sefer HaBrisis, and if you add on to it, you are what? You are destroying it. Yes, or can nothing on me. If you are adding on to it, you're taking away from it. And that is what the Rosh points to one line. That the Rambam's Makor comes from the Bavli of Daf Yud Tesman Aleph. Yeah, that's the Rosh Hashanah driving it, yes? That's exactly the Rosh Hashanah driving it. Now, how does this answer the third Kashan? What was the third Kashan? The Gedolei Achronim argue on the Ramah. I was bothered with the Ramah's fine. Ramah makes a lot of sense. Sam didn't like it. The Shaar Ephraim didn't like it. Who else? Who else besides the Shaar Ephraim didn't like it? Which Gedolei Achronim didn't like it?
Eliyahu
Rabba was it? Shaar Ephraim and Rashi and the Rashba only said it conceptually. But he said if you're going to follow the Ramah, you shouldn't protest, right? Remember that? I don't understand though. It's a clean Sefer Torah. I mean, it's clean in that one Sefer. So what's the big deal? Why should it be a problem? So how do we present the din of any korban b'chumash when they come at tzibur? Why can't you take a sefer just a brachos? Why do we say you can't do that? Gemara says get that sama because it looks like they're what? What does it look like? The shul is what? The shul is cheap. Yeah, they're being mizalzel. They can't raise the funds to get a full sefer Torah. What's going on here? Right. So Rabbi Kidager says he gives you all the marma kindness about what come at tzibur, right? Shaar Ephraim was also known as the base mayor. Was the base mayor in the Shaar Ephraim that didn't like it. Yes? Well, if they're really indigent and poor, what are they supposed to do? They're both on their kala, right? Then you could have just a brachos in the Shmos. Comes along these Gedolei Achronim said, that's not the pshat of Kavanat Tzibur. Like Rabbi Kivay goes to Seichen Zan, all the Marav HaKolos. Seichen Yiddish means he writes all the Marav HaKolos, Kavanat Tzibur, which means that it doesn't look nice. That's not what Kavanat Tzibur means here. What does Kavanat Tzibur mean according to these Gedolei Achronim? It means when you convey the Sefer Torah, it's got to be a what? Exactly. When you lay in the tzibur, it's got to be. That's what it means. Ain't korban chumash because it's covered at tzibur. If you only have one brachos or one shmos, that's not what Sefer HaBris. That's not a Sefer HaBris. So even though, as Sam said, that's what Sam was yelling at. Oh, I said to you, it's a full Sefer Torah, but it's only clean in Shmos. So that's fine. Let it be clean.
According to Rashi,
the
only Sefer
HaBris.
When you quote
Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi said that only Rashi,
only
until
Mishpat,
and
the
Sefer HaBris.
No? Yeah, but we're going with the Ramban's pshat. We're going to Ramban. This is all based on the Ramban, that the whole Sefer Torah is Sefer HaBris. According to Rashi, it doesn't mean this whole thing of... Just know whatever we have. But if Rabban says Sefer Mitzvot, the whole Torah. So I'm saying that these Gedolei HaChorma are yelling at the Rama because it's not just an issue that looks bad. And here it doesn't look bad because it's a full Sefer Torah. No, it's a conceptual issue. It's not a kosher Sefer Torah that can convey a Sefer HaBris, the contract. You follow me? It doesn't convey the contract. So if this simply doesn't convey the contract, what's the din? The din is that it's possible. Often implodes.
What about the Rama?
The Rama holds not that way. The Rama learns like the Pashup Shad. It's covenant. It looks like they're cheap. So if it doesn't look bad, then it's fine. No. That's how the Rama understood. But Lamai said, these Gedolei HaChorma were coming from a different perspective. That's how you answer up these three kashas. It's amazing. Chiddush, no? This concept of what? Of Sefer HaBris. And to appreciate that what? It's a Torah Shabbat Pe'el, Lamai said. You know what? There's a lot of things that are very concealed. Esther. I know if you're Esther, Aster. So in Hamelech, a lot of times we're referencing Hashem. Hashem's name is not mentioned once in there.
If it serves as such an important bris, like, it should be mentioned explicitly. No?
Well, the Yerushalmi is saying a drasha that comes from the Megillah's Divrei Emes. What does Divrei Shalom? What does Divrei Shalom Emes mean? What does Divrei Shalom Emes mean? That's what it means. If you want to find a makor, that's what I'll tell you. Divrei Shalom Emes means that. That's what I'm saying it does. Yes, it is, because if Divrei Shalom the Emes means, we're not done yet. 12:45 of us. Let's go. Okay? So that's the first shtickle that we got. Yes? Okay. The second shtickle I want to get to very briefly is that, I didn't photocopy this for you, but there's a Gemara Megillah here about it. Take a look. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Ayin Dalin Beis, how can Esther live with Achashverosh before Hesi Avoy? It's one of the most famous kashas in Shas. About Esther before Hesi Avoy? She was in public. Everyone knew. How could she go into him? The Gemara says in Megillah on the Yadal Manav, before all these times she had been raped. I'm sorry, on Tetvav Manav, Kishem Shavarati Avari. Now she's going to have to go Baratzon, and therefore she'll become usher to her husband, Mordechai. The Gemara says in Megillah on Yud Gimel Manav, I want you to get all the Dapim. Altikabais then Ramiri. She was his niece. Altikabais El Abbas. She was married. Yud Gimel Manav. No, no. We assume even if she's a niece, you're allowed to marry your niece. A mitzvah to marry your niece.
Everyone agrees that they were married.
Mordechai. Well, the Gemara says in Yigimel Af they were married. There are Rishonim that say other sugyas and shas argue on that. Were they really married? But the Gemara says here in Yigimel Aleph it says Al Tikra Levatilo Kavas. It says that what Al Tikra Bayis El Labayis. Okay, that's what the Gemara says in Yigimel Aleph. Yeah. Oh, so Toys asking on Ted Vavonov, excellent Sam, why didn't you just divorce her to solve the whole problem? So Toys answers because if he would have divorced her, what would have happened? Everyone would have heard about it, he would have killed them both. Because whenever there's a get, it becomes public knowledge, and people would have told Achashverosh, and they would have killed them both. Now the Rashba writes, he could have given her a get, Ksav Yad. You could have given her a get b'ksav yad. What's b'ksav yad? You didn't have to have Adam. So he says, in fact, you have Adam, he comes publicized. You could have given her an ksav yad, his own writing. Mishra says, a get, and that's only possible to Rabbanon. So the Rashba says, ain't mishivin al agadata. The Rashba says, don't ask me kashas on agadatas. That's what the Rashba says, l'mais.
Wait, so we answered the kasha from Sanhedrin that why...
How is she able to go Baratza? Right. So the Gemara says Barfahesia. It was a Chil Hashem. You have to let yourself be killed because one of the Gimel Averis. So Gemara says she was Karkol according to Abai. She didn't take a pass. She took a passive role. And Rava says he did it for his own Hana. But the Gemara doesn't ask how Gilead Arias did. Why does it ask about Gilead Arias? Gemara only focused on the Chil Hashem. If she was married to the guy, if she was married to Mordechai, why is the Gemara only focused on the Chil Hashem Shabbat? That she's living with a goy. She was married.
Yeah, I thought that's what the Gemara was talking about.
No, the Gemara is talking about the Chil Hashem. The Faraz is talking about Chil Hashem. All the Rishonim asked, what about Gilead Arias? So one answer to the Ramban is that they weren't married.
Chil Hashem is also Yarev
Al-Yavar? Yeah, any Avera of Chil Hashem is Yarev Al-Yavar. If someone takes a gun to my head and it says, eat a ham sandwich because we want to break down the Yadis in front of 10 Jews, yeah, 10 Jews is Chil Hashem. I have to let myself be killed. Three cardinal sins are even in private, right?
The three
cardinal sins are even in private. Yeah. But Chil Hashem is a Gemara, that if it's in front of 10 Jews or more and they're trying to break down Yadus, I have to let myself be killed. So the Gemara asks, She was Bafrasia. Why is the Gemara not asking about Nikli Arias? So the Ramban says they weren't married against this Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin held against this Gemara. Others say that no, the Gemara is answering both problems. She played a active role, passive role, or he did it for his own hana.
There's no such concept of playing a passive role if you're a Har Galiyah.
That's what I'm saying to you. According to some Rishonim, she's playing. The woman is playing. Gili Arias is considered to be what? She's considered to be. She's a Kar Kolam, so she doesn't have to give up her life. The woman, not the man. The man asked her because he's doing a Maisa, because he lives with her Maisa, with the Kishu and Maisa. But that's one answer. Another answer is done Hanas Atzma. You follow me? That's assuming they were married. Another answer by the Rambam is that he was a goy, and he's like an animal. A goy is like Bias Mitzri, he's like a goy, like a behemoth. So you know that's not considered Gili Arias. So what I want you to get is that there are two approaches to that Gemara. There are two approaches to that Gemara.
According to all these things, why did she ask her to Mordechai afterwards?
Because the Gemara in Megillah held that she was married to the guy.
She was married. I'm saying, according to all these sagas that you're showing, that she was Kargolam, or he was an animal, he was a god, whatever.
No.
Why did she still ask her to
because the Gemara there was only dealing with Chil Hashem. It was Gili Arias. The Gemara, it was Gili Arias. She did it for the sake of Klal Yisrael. But it was Gili Arias. She lived with another man, Beratzel.
So then you're back to the original Kasha.
No. That's what I'm saying to you. The Gemara Sanhedrin either was dealing with both problems or only one problem.
Okay.
And according to this, it was definitely a problem of Gili Arias. And the Gemara was what? The Gemara never was solving that problem, Lamaisa. That's why she says, Kishem Shavadati Avadati, Lamaisa.
Okay.
The Gemara was talking about in Sanhedrin, not when she went Beratzel. The Gemara was talking about the first steps when she was being raped every day.
Now that she's going to be
Ratzon, then she's going to be
Usher. I'm saying now she's going to be Ratzon. How is she allowed to do that? Because
you're Har Galiyah. So that's what I'm saying. The reason why she was able to do that, Lamaisa, why she wasn't able to do it? She could have died on condition. She did it for the sake of Klal Yisrael.
But technically, she was. It was
that, technically, she did an Aveir. Yes, she did a bonus. Yes. She was. She did it. She went in Barat, so she did it for the sake of Klai. So that's why it says Kishem Shavadati Avadati.
In all the unfortunate claim that it's Karbolam or he was
a
guy or whatever.
So I'm saying there's two approaches to that Gemara. Either you could say they were never married.
Okay.
And the Gemara holds the Maisa that they were never married, and the whole issue over there is Chil Hashem.
That's the Ramban.
That's the Ramban says. The other approach is to say that what? That Hanas Atzmo and Karbolam solves the problem of what? Of her being raped, Lamaisa, the Gili Arias problem, but when she starts doing Baratzon, you can't say that anymore. So that's why she's going to be Usher. And the third approach is that there was never a problem with Gili Arias, even if she was married, because he was a goy. And living with a goy, even when you're married, is Bias Mitzri. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Tyson's taking the approach that she was married and took it very seriously. Why did he just divorce her? Because they would end up getting killed. Rashmash says, Duke Saviad. Do a ksav yad of a get, and there's no aid, and there won't be what? There won't be a problem.
So none of these explanations explain the question that Esther was a huge tzaddikas. Yeah, you're saying she did an avera, but
she did this for the sake of Klai.
It's hard to imagine she did this fast.
She did it to save Klai. She did it to save Klai Yisrael. Mordechai told her to do it. That's what Mordechai told her to do it. She did it for the sake of Klai Yisrael. That's correct. Like Yael did. Yael, when she lived with Sisera, to kill him. She lived Baratzel with him. She did an Aveira Lishma.
She was an
Isha Sisha. She did a Pashim Shah, Isha Schever Kenny. She was married to the Gir, Chever Akeni. They were both from the Gar. Yes, go ahead, Pashim.
I'm going to ask about Yael and Sisra.
Yes, that you're going to have to say it's Aveira Lishma. Now, I want to note something. On Yud Gimel Amud Beis, it says that she would be Tovelas Bechekos Shel Mordechai. She asked him Shalas about Nida. Yes? She went. She was bechekel shal achasher. So the velas b'yosh bechekel shal Mordechai. The Tosfos asks, and you're given the only Tosfos on the oven. But the velas b'yosh bechekel shal Mordechai. Tomar v'alo loy Hashem avchanu shlosha chadashim. How many days do you have to wait? Termination of a marriage before she lives in gets remarried. How many days must she wait? 92 days, 3 months. Havchana. Gemara Nivamis mem gimel beis. Otherwise, you'll know the father. She got pregnant, so she's living with him right away. Every day he raped her. So how could he go back and how could she go back and live with Mordechai? What's the answer? She used the diaphragm. So she used the diaphragm when she was with Achashverosh. Therefore, there was no concern she ever become pregnant from. You follow me?
She did what?
She was used a diaphragm. A diaphragm is birth control. A woman puts in that she won't become impregnated by the man. Okay. That's what a moch means. So Gemara Yevamah, she'd give him a base. So therefore, she wouldn't become impregnated from Achashverosh. Yes, go ahead, Usher. I thought you had a kasha. Okay, so but what I'm saying is, you see, the Tyson can take this very seriously. That she was a married woman, and Lamaisa, what she was normally bought, onus, and then she came to Ratzon. And it was considered to be a problem. Now, I have to tell you also, and we'll conclude with this, is that the Gemara says in Gimel Araf that they fed her, they fed her food. So Rav says they fed her kosher food, Shmuel says they fed her katle de chaziri. And Rabbi Yochanan says they fed her seed foods. That might be another reason why we eat foods with seeds. Remember we had Daniel v'chaver of the Ramah and the Suda? So Rashi says, amazing, she ate treif, katle de chaziri, bekuchas shminish mitoch onso lo ancha. Since she did him onus, she was not punished. You know what Tosfos says? She chasrushon did not eat tray food. And on the side of the page, it means lettuce. The back of lettuce. Perish orif shechazeris. Klamarosh shechasa. That's what she ate. Doesn't mean that she ate non kosher. So some chalish actually tells you, according to that one daya, who's Shmuel, did she actually eat non kosher food? So I want to say some chalish onus rachman apache. When you do something under duress, is that a complete exemption from the Avera? Or it's labeled Avera with the Ptura Vonshin? Rashi says it's labeled, she's not punished. According to Tosis, labels of error, the Ptura Onshin, that's why it can't be that she did it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Purim. Enjoy the Purim. Shmuel, are you coming to the